Watching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. Well, if you're watching on the website or the Facebook, I got a full house in here today. I'm excited. I don't have to talk so much because I got two of them in here play out talk with me. So, anyway, it's currently 96 degrees at the Elk City Mezzanette and 98 degrees heat index, 34% humidity. The winds are out of the south, 10 to 14 miles an hour. And then it's going to get hot today. But I like the future forecast. It's changing by the minute. We're later in the forecast, I'll give you the Hobart, or later in the show, I'll give you the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. But we've moved to Monday through Wednesday from 10 to 20% rain. Now we're at 30, so signs are good. I like it. And anyway, let's check out we got the grain market, and let me see if I can get to it. I wasn't totally prepared. I was excited. Lori and Riley's in here. Anyway, we're gonna have fun today and see what's happening on B&L Ranch and see what's happening to Riley. She's got to go back to school, poor thing. And let's see. We're going to see what she learned out of B&L Ranch this summer. Looks like they did a lot more traveling than work. But anyway, the grain futures right now, corn is September 612, December 612, March is 620, May is 624, soybean August 1620, September 1470, November 1413, soybean meal August 503.40 a short ton. September 440, October 410. Soybean oil, August 68.02 a pound. October 63.95 a pound. Hard red winter wheat for September's 850. December's 858. Oats are September 429. They're up a lot today. They're back in the $4 range. And December's 411. Way down here at the bottom, cotton is still just a little bit over a dollar a pound for October, 94 cents a pound for December. Sugar, October, 17.5 cents a pound. So let's see what oil's doing. Oil's below 90 bucks. That's awesome. Anyway, I'm not dogging oil field out there. Don't take that wrong, but you guys get down to 80 to 90. You'll be just fine. Natural gas is back over $8, so fertilizer ain't coming down. So let's check out the cash grain prices in Oklahoma. It is hard red winter wheat right now, $7.91 a bushel. Corn is at $7.48 a bushel. Milo's at $6.41 a bushel, and soybeans are $14.69. Well, in the studio with me right now is the world famous Riley Brontbant, because I helped her get famous with her videos from when the Ag in the Classroom was out here. You got to admit, I did a good job editing those.
You did a really good job.
Yeah, anyway, Riley's in here, and then is she still your boss today?
Yes.
Lori White from B&L Red Angus up at Putnam. You guys, Lori and Benji are one of my sponsors since day one for the show.
Yay.
Yeah, it's good. Anyway, they're in here, and they just come from the famous Taylor Ranch in Roger Mills County. How was that road trip?
It's great.
How did you get here from there? The dirt road?
Yeah. Yeah, we took a wrong turn first, and Tracy watched us and then called us and said, wrong turn. So we turned around and went back the right way.
Yeah, the Simmons Ranch is out there also. Oh, okay. In that area. And then you probably might have passed my heifers on your way.
Oh.
So that's the way I had to go to get to the fire.
Okay. I was wondering which side of the ranch, and I didn't ask Tracy that, which side of the ranch the fire was on.
The fire was coming right at their house.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, and then, but it was, if you came in from the west, they probably had the roads blocked, and you had to know your way in there. So Sandy and I come in the way you guys probably come to Elk.
Yeah.
And I about ran some people on the off the road because I was getting there. Tracy needed some help. So anyway, but yeah, that's God's country right in there.
It is. Beautiful.
It's beautiful. Anyway, so, well, when we come back after the break, we'll start out with her ventures at B&L Red Angus and talk about what you were doing to help Lori this summer. And we got some, what was her name again?
Lauren.
Yeah, Lauren's in here. She doesn't have a mic and she's got the iPhone in front of me and she says, don't mess with me. Anyway, but
zoned out.
But I follow you a lot on Facebook, so I know who you are. Anyway, we'll come back and talk about it. You got a new sale barn.
Yes.
And you got new adventures in Eastern Oklahoma, if you
yes,
want to talk about
yeah.
that.
Where it rains.
Huh?
Where it rains a little more.
Yeah. I don't know. I was looking at the drought map while I go. It don't look too good over
they
there.
They had some yesterday, so that was a plus.
Oh, cool. Anyway, so when we come back, we'll talk about that. And later on the show, I'll talk about cattle futures and what happened at the Woodward Livestock Auction yesterday with feeder calves, and Elk City Livestock Auction is going on. Oh, man, I'm glad people listen to my show because I learned something. Down at Mangum, the farm market. It's located inside the Mangum Feed and Farm Store. And somebody texted in the other day on the show wanting to know where to get goat's milk. Guess what? This is the place to go. Inside the Mangum Feed and Farm Store down there, they have fresh produce, lots of variety of fresh fruits and veggies, flowers, lots of jellies, jams, homemade cookies. I'm getting hungry reading this. Anyway, but fun candies. They got goat milk products, fruit, and veggie trays. You can come see them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or Saturday from 8 to 2. It's like a farmer's market inside the feed store down there. And then if your cows need something to eat, pick them up. So anyway, but I'm having fun with this one today because he called me. He said, hey, you can tell us we got a farmer's market inside there. I said, write me something up and I'll write it out. Anyway, read it out. Our goal is to bring fresh, locally grown produce to this area and to provide other people who make things locally to have them a place to sell. Local goods from local people. And, you know, we preach that on the show. Contact us if you need anything you would like to market. Some of the things we are looking for is baked goods, local honey, fresh bread, eggs, and cheeses. It's at 425 East Lincoln, I'm pretty sure that's Lincoln, in Mangum. And or if you are a vendor, call Jackie at 580-471-9405. I was in the middle of my Thursday night golf scramble last night. Riley texts me, Clint texts me, and it was really serious last night. I lost, but it was serious. Anyway, but I got back with Clint this morning. And I've been meaning to go down there and talk to him, but that's awesome because farmers markets are so important to, it's just, and it's a bad year for gardens too.
Yes, yeah.
Do you guys grow a garden out there?
Oh, no.
Oh, no?
We have so many grasshoppers this year, it would have been a waste of time.
Well,
I don't have the time to water a garden, basically.
What's she doing?
Yeah, last year the kids did have some plants, and the school, they grew them at school and brought them home, and that was pretty cool.
Is it just me, or do I notice more FFA chapters are doing gardening and
greenhouses
stuff? Greenhouses
and
that they're doing. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, to bring that in with show animals and stuff like that, and then you got shop. I think it's awesome because I hear, like, out here at Merritt, they're going to put up a new greenhouse.
Oh, really?
That'll not a grow house, but a greenhouse.
<Yeah.
laughs> So anyway, we'll be right back after this. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
With spring planting wrapping up and early summer harvest now underway, have peace of mind knowing you can depend on Western Equipment, your local John Deere dealer, to keep you in the field and running efficiently. With over 100 fully equipped service trucks, we will meet you wherever you are whenever you need us, with zero unexpected fees or surcharges to worry about. Also, don't forget about our $99 inspections available when bringing in multiple machines. Call your local Western Equipment location today, and we'll have a truck headed your way.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. That's why you need feed that's built the reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. iPro Feed's commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your local iPro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers. It's heavier steel. They're built better. They're tough. They've got rubber flooring, every kind of amenity that you can think of in a ranch trailer. They're framed in differently so that you're not having crackouts and breaks in the trailer frame. Their tires come 18-ply. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. The name of our business is Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246. 303-4246.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, August 1st. 2,238 head were sold. 6 head of steers at 383 brought 202. 5 at 677 brought 157. 9 at 685 brought 174.50. 16 at 849 brought 163. 14 at 905 brought 164. 4 head of heifers at 439 brought 186. 7 at 539 brought 162. 12 at 638 brought 167.50. 6 at 833 brought 152. 101 at 1,006 brought 146. Butcher cows were 11 to 86. Butcher bulls brought 80 to 110. Pairs brought 850 to 1225. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Ron Hayes here. Here's what the good folks are saying about SEI Agritech's Livestock Nutrition Center's feed and minerals.
Hi, this is Ty Ford. I'm a local cattle rancher, and I buy my feed with Kent Watkins at SEI Agritech in Elk City. He's a Livestock Nutrition Center authorized distributor, and they have been very helpful in developing a program for feeding out our butcher steers. We use his starter and finisher rations on our steers, and we have had great results and great feedback from our repeat customers.
Located on South Randall, visit SEI Agritech in Elk City.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
We're back. It's going to be an interesting show today, I can tell, because the girls are in a good mood, and so am I, so there's no telling what's going to happen. Currently, it is 96 degrees. Heat index is at 97. We are under a heat advisory till 8 o'clock tonight. And today it's going to get hot. Let's see. Let's see how hot it is back at your house, Lori. I got you on my map, my mezzanine. Here we go. And you are 97.
Oh, a little warmer.
Yeah, just you know, you're actually less. You're the cool spot.
Oh, wow.
No, up there where Lori Campbell is at Arnett, she's 94, so she's
the
cool.
Hey, they had that 4 inches of rain over there last week, too. Did you see that?
It's
I think
green.
Someone dumped water in their rain gauge.
No, from basically roll north around Durham and Crawford and up in that area along the river, the same river you're on.
We're on the dry side of the river.
Yeah, you're on the dry. We'll call that the non-thug side of the river. Anyway, it's going to be warm for a few more days, and it looks like temperature is going to drop, but I'll have that forecast for you coming up. Well, let's start with Riley, and time to go back to school.
Sadly.
Back to Stillwater?
Yeah.
You got a job interview you got to go?
Yes. Yeah. I say sadly. Stillwater's awesome. I love being there, but going back to school and having homework and having tests, that's where
you draw the line.
Yeah.
This is your senior year, correct?
Yes. I graduate in May. So
May?
Yeah.
And what you going to school for?
Ag communications. That's my major right now.
So don't do what I do here, okay?
My parents are just thankful I'm graduating.
Yeah.
I think that they would be thankful if I did anything. They just need me out of school.
So are you that child?
Well, I went to OSU for a semester, and then I decided I want to go to hair school. So I went to hair school for a year and then worked for half a year after that. And then, like, had to sheepishly go to my parents and be like, hey, I want to go back to school. Sorry, you're spending more money on me, but They always say I'm their most expensive kid.
Oh, well, that's
so they're probably listening and, like, nodding their heads agreeing.
So tell everybody who your mom and dad is.
So my mom is Amy Broadbent, and my dad's Lane Broadbent. We have had – I have to tell everybody that my dad is Lane because there's so many Broadbents.
Broadbent, yeah.
They're like, so is your dad Leslie? I'm like, no, it's Lane, but that is his brother. So sometimes I just say, yeah.
Because your dad's a big boss at KIS, right?
He likes to think so,
Yeah. Well, you better not get too mouthy because he could cut off your last two semesters.
No, I know.
And then you're part you're part of the Broadbent family from Leedy.
Yes.
From Dilley County.
Yes. My grandparents are Billy and Leah Broadbent.
Okay. And you've been staying with Grandma and Grandpa also.
Oh, yeah. My grandma, she apologizes to me every day. She's like, I feel so bad because it's so boring out here. And I love it. I love hanging out with them. I love hearing them sometimes argue over what they're going to watch or
how old are they?
My granddad is 86, I believe.
And they're still arguing?
Well, rarely, but when they do, it's pretty funny. It's pretty funny. But my grandma is still working. I mean, she goes up every day and feeds cattle. Like today, I got to her house this morning because I was in Cashin and got to her house early. She was already gone feeding cattle, so... Oh. That's every morning for her. She's
hard work.
She'll never stop, I don't think.
She's old school.
Yeah.
She's
until somebody makes her stop, which she's headstrong. She's not going to be made to probably do much. So it'll be till she can't do it
anymore.
You tell
Grandma she's not listening. Keep it up.
I will. But
that's the only way to, I mean, when you see people retire, like in their late 60s or early 70s, and then things start happening health-wise, and they don't enjoy retirement, so they might as well just keep on trucking.
Yeah, and she's in good health. She's got, some shoulder problems, but...
It's from hard work.
Yeah, she's been a hard worker forever. My dad said they used to feed with buckets. I mean, like, they would put corn in buckets and feed, and I'm like... And he said Grandma would do it by herself before she had kids. And I was just amazed that she's just awesome.
You're used to a creep feeder, aren't you? On the back of the feeder.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, you got, so you're going to Ag Communications at LSU, and you've been out helping Lori with her communications. And I'm not sure about this. I think there's some shady stuff going on because what were you guys learning about communications in Wyoming, South Dakota?
We talked to people everywhere we went.
We did.
We communicated very well.
We did. We really did. But our trip was awesome. Yeah. So I'm not even going to.
So what did you help Lori? What was you helping her with this summer?
Mine was more of marketing side. I did some advertisements. Benji is the president of Crown Wireline Services in Woodward,
right.
And I did some business cards for them. I revised their logo. We did a catalog cover. We did a pull-up banner for the OCA convention. We did handouts for the OCA convention. There were just a lot of things along those lines. And then also, they gave me great connections to people. We've talked to so many people. I have... Obviously, you are a connection that I got from them.
Yeah.
And then Jimmy was a connection I got from you. So it's just it branches off. I get a lot of connections. They give me connections. So it's been awesome. I mean, I've gotten a lot of practice. We've gotten to travel a lot.
Yeah, we'll get to that later.
There was a purpose in the trip. There was. A legit educational purpose in the trip.
There was.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear what that purpose was. There's too much giggling. Oh, I didn't see on your page what you guys were learning up there.
We were too busy learning to communicate what we were learning.
What, with the Cheyenne Rodeo?
Yes, right.
Well, yeah. We had to go.
Too close.
That's awesome country. That's big country up there.
Yeah.
You don't see a house every mile or every section up there. I loved working up there.
We drove through the sand hills in Nebraska, and that is absolutely beautiful if you've never been through that part. I mean, we've seen a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah, the sand hills, when I was going back and forth to North Dakota fracking up there, They got a lot of rain through there, mm-hmm. and that thing don't drain very well.
No, just rolling and green.
So they had this lakes. Warning, floodwaters ahead, and you drove 5 miles through water.
Oh, wow.
And then here comes a semi. just throw it all over you. But it was, the sand hills are pretty cool. And then, what's the name of that town? So if you come through it before you get to the sand hills, Kimball, no. Anyways, in where you come out of South Dakota and you get into a little bit of mountains, uh-huh. and it's Nebraska, and right there's the best steakhouse in the world right there.
Valentine's pretty
Valentine,
close.
Valentine, that's yeah. it. Yeah, Valentine.
We stopped in Valentine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Pizza Hut. Was that?
Was the mill.
No, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was the mill. That was good.
We talked to the construction guy that told us how to pronounce Pierre.
Yes.
Pierre,
yes.
Pierre. Yeah. See, we visited with people all over.
We did.
Yeah. What'd you learn besides
how to pronounce Pierre?
Yeah.
Pierre. Anyway, so is there anything crazy that sticks out in your mind that you did this summer besides running around with Lori? But did you learn anything that what's going towards your college education? Be careful, your mom and dad's listening.
Well, I had a class. We had to complete hours for this internship, and so I love that about Oklahoma State is that they kind of make you do this, but it provides so much lifetime experience that I'll forever need. But my big thing was probably time management. I've never had, besides schoolwork, I've never had to have like a set deadline for something.
Right.
So having a project and completing it at a certain time, like it had to be done, and then seeing it come to fruition, like going to seeing the OCA banner put up and knowing that people are going to be seeing that rather than just me and my professor or just me and Lori. So that was pretty cool to see that too. But time management and just enjoying what you do. I mean, right. If you don't like your job, you're never gonna have a happy life.
Yeah.
So I mean, I could be making as little money as possible as long as I like what I'm doing. I might as well do it.
Well, mom and dad.
Welcome to agriculture.
Yeah.
So what did you guys? What were you doing exactly at the OCA? How was OCA this year? Was that your first OCA?
I didn't get to go because I went to Mexico.
See,
I know.
You're digging your whole
I know. I know. I didn't get to go. I wanted to go really bad, but we literally left for Mexico that day. So my dad didn't even go either. So that's on him too. And they had a booth there. So.
Oh.
But she got everything ready for it. So
yes.
It was
yeah. It was a good experience. And she sent me pictures.
Got her stuff ready too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She got all the. We did a new pull-up banner and tablecloths, and we just kind of revamped stuff that we'd had done before, kind of brought it up to date. So.
That was it. OCA, for some of you listeners, and that's Oklahoma Cattlemen Association, and they had a big deal. Was that 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, the last week of July.
Yeah,
last week.
Mm-hmm, yeah. 23rd, I think, 22nd and 23rd of July.
Because the Oklahoma Women in Ag is going on right now.
Yes.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's going on, I think, same place.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I think. Don't quote me on that. I tried. It's hard to keep up with everything and going on because everybody says, man, you're going to struggle to find something to talk about in agriculture. Bull.
Yeah.
There's something going on
it's
worldwide.
It's always changing.
It's changing. You know this for a fact because I know in social media you was bragging on your rains back in July.
Yes.
Or June.
June. Yeah, way
and
first
come
June.
July 1st, things changed, didn't it?
Yep.
It just because I went down to my place, it was green a week ago, not anymore. Yeah. And so, but there's so what happened? Let's go to OCA real quick with you. What did you have anything good happen? Meet a lot of people.
It was unfortunately, it's like if you don't get off the ranch very often, you spend a lot of time visiting and catching up with people you haven't seen,
like Lori Campbell.
Lori was a busy little lady that day. I didn't even get a visit with her. I said hi to her when we first started, and Lauren even asked me yesterday. She was like, was Lori at the OCA deal? And so I have decided, though, this is what I learned, is that Monty Tucker's child and my son and Lori Campbell's child, it's a good thing they're spread out over three counties because the three of them in one hotel was a lot.
Are we talking about the littlest one or the big one?
Josh. Yeah. John was he's cute. He's 14, and he came over and sat down with us and told me not to kill my son yet, who's only 12, because by the time he's 14, he will have matured and be a whole different person. That was very insightful coming from John. So
I have five brothers, and I don't know if they matured when they were 14.
We're not holding our breath for that, but it was thankful he gave me encouragement.
If you're just joining us, I have Riley Brockman in here. She's from Leedy. She's been, I guess you call it an intern for Miss Lori White. My brain's going dead. Anyway, oh, look, guess who's here? Anyway, she's the boss at B&L Red Angus at Putnam. Big, not Putnam City, but Putnam.
I think boss is a strong word.
Yeah. Anyway, you got things going on out there. New show barn, or sale barn.
Sale barn,
sale barn, and sounds like you're in the midst of a house building deal also. So anyway, we're going to talk about that and talk about your new partnership in Eastern Oklahoma with the Red Angus part. Because, and did that guy ever call you on that Red Angus?
He did. I think Benji talked to him.
Good.
Yep.
Really good.
Yep.
He's the guy that I made fun of at the vet one day for having a longhorn. I was surprised he texted me on that. And he's a big old boy. Anyway, because I was, when I was bad mouthing the Longhorns on the show that day, it was meant more towards Austin, Texas University,
not the breed.
But anyway, he didn't see it that way. So anyway, it was pretty funny. Anyway, we'll be right back, and we're going to see what holds out with Riley, what she's going to do this semester. And then she's got to go in there and visit one of our friends here at the radio station about some websites. And then I want to take over and find out some truths from Lori White. Anyway, we'll be right back after this. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisei, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle chute or hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisei, Oklahoma.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyard's weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyard's, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Farmers Trust Farm Bureau agent Mickey Lively, because he's a farmer himself.
I think they trust me because I can relate to them to begin with. I mean, I farm, I run cattle, I understand their business, I understand, you know, what needs to be protected, how it needs to be protected. I understand how important, I mean, that's their life, that's their livelihood. And I understand they need, you know, they need insurance on that tractor. They need to make sure that those cattle are insured if a storm comes through, because if it damages that stuff, they just lost their business. I get that. I understand it. I live the same life. I enjoy it, and I understand what they do. To me, that's something of a little bit of comfort level. People know they can call me anytime, and they can. I mean, I really mean that.
I'm Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County, and my job is to protect your business. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
I hate to have them repeat what they just told me during the break, but we're going to have to. It's good. Anyway, okay. So what are you going to do this semester for fun? After living out here all summer.
Well, I'm going to go back. I'm working two jobs this semester, and then I am in 15 hours. So I don't think there's going to be a lot of fun had.
No.
But the next semester, I'm in one class. It's my last class ever, and I'll only have one job.
Don't ever say ever.
Well, I'm hopefully for the... the sake of my parents and the sake of my sanity, I hope it's my last class.
I'm sure they're probably saying, she better not be lying.
The last class for this degree. That way you get a little open-ended, but finalized.
Yeah.
Okay, so what was the reason why you guys went up north?
Okay, we went north. We went for a purpose, okay?
No, I want to know that purpose.
We went to talk to a guy that owns a fertilizer company, and... just kind of, I want to move up north after I graduate. So we were kind of talking about job opportunities there, kind of what I need to focus on as I graduate, what people need in a business, what they're looking for, like in a marketing communications person.
How did you come across this particular guy? Oh, Lord.
So, yeah, Travis Schaefer of Hansign Red Angus Ranch. We've sold him bulls and registered females over the years, and Benji's become good friends with him, and he also has this large fertilizer business. He's just kind of getting his seed stock operation up and going.
Okay.
So.
Okay. All right. Well, now we got that part. Okay. Start from day one.
So we left Woodward at 3 o'clock, right?
In the morning?
Afternoon.
No, afternoon.
Yeah.
So we leave. We get to North Platte, Nebraska, stay the night there, wake up the next morning, drive to South Dakota, and meet with Travis. And then after that, we went
to the 1880s town.
Yes, yes, that's what we forgot. We went to the 1880 town, which they had stuff from like
Dances with Wolves. How did the job interview go?
It was good. It was good. It was more of a directional like conversation. I kind of needed to know where I should go, how I should go about applying for a job up there, or where I should apply for a job. And so we talked about that. I sent in my resume afterward. And since I'm a year from graduating, it's kind of hard to solidify a job right now. But hopefully at the end of the semester, I'll get a better idea of what I'm going to do. So, but the job interview, it went well. It did.
Travis has connections like that we don't have. I mean, in different areas of agriculture and in that specific area of the country.
If he's got a fertilizer company, he knows some people.
Yeah. So that's what he told her. He said anything that he wanted a resume. He said, but I don't judge people off of grades and resume. He said, I've hired the best workers that don't have a degree. And, and he said, so I look a lot into the person and what they're willing, what they bring to the table themselves. Yeah. And so,
because the sad thing that I see nowadays is people putting in applications for jobs and stuff, and it's all email. You don't go get to meet that person. Yeah. And a lot of companies, the big boys operate like that. But I think it'd be so important to do what you just did. Now he knows you.
Yeah.
And whether you go to work for him or at least if he calls to refer you, hey, I've met her, I know her, blah, blah, blah.
Yes. And that was our purpose. I mean, we wanted to meet him in person, and I wanted to kind of get a feel also of meeting somebody in person because I've never met this guy before. I've never talked to him. So it was kind of an opening. It opened my eyes to know kind of what I was going to walk into after I graduate. I'm going to not know people I'm going to be interviewed by. And so it was nice in that aspect and meeting in person. Right. Way better than phone.
But then the fun started after the interview.
Oh, yeah. Then we went to 1880 town. We dressed up.
You could rent costumes.
Yeah.
And it's Lauren's fault. Lauren started it.
Well, because I walked back there and I'm like, there's no way I'm doing this. And Lauren's like, please dress up with us. You have to dress up with us.
It was pretty cute.
And I was like, okay. So I dressed up. And we all dressed up. And it was really cool, though.
And there was nobody there when we first put the costumes on. So it was just us at this town. So no big deal. You know, like we're walking around in our 1800 clothing.
And then we walk out of a building and there's like six more cars. And there's
photographers.
Yes, groups of photographers. And I'm like, if they get my photo, I'm not going to live it down.
And they did, didn't they?
Well, I don't know if they took ours. They pulled Blaine aside and took, he was dressed up as a sheriff with a sheriff badge and everything and a gun. And the guy pulled Blaine aside and set him up at the marshal's office and was taking pictures of him.
Oh,
and then
cool.
It gave him two business cards of where he could track down his photos online. We didn't get any cards, so I don't know.
I was avoiding the
hopefully
camera.
They didn't take our pictures, but we don't have to see them again.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, they were from South Dakota, so you know.
So from 1880s town, where did we venture to?
So we stayed the night
in Custer.
Yeah,
South
in
Dakota,
Custer.
That
yeah. And that, and then the next morning we woke up and went and saw the Crazy Horse Monument.
Yeah.
Went around and looked at all the stuff that they had in their little museum. And then we went to Mount Rushmore, which was also awesome. And then after that, we traveled to Deadwood, which is in South Dakota.
Yeah.
And we went to the Days of 76 Museum there and then snuck in to the road.
Accidentally.
We snuck in. We didn't
We weren't trying to do it.
Yeah, we weren't trying to break the law. But we did get in to the rodeo.
Right.
And so we went and watched a little bit of that and then went to a ranch rodeo in Lusk, Wyoming, and then stayed the night in Wyoming, went to Cheyenne Frontier Days the next day, traveled a little bit farther back to Nebraska that night, and then traveled the rest of the way home the next day. It was packed in 3 days.
It sounded like this was planned because there's no way you go from Woodward to South Dakota to an interview. You got to go out of your way to go back to these places you went to.
Hey, it wasn't until after the interview that we decided to go to the Frontier Days rodeo. Because we were talking about it, and she just said, what else is there that you would want to do? And I was like, I think that the finals is on Sunday. And we looked up, and sure enough, it was.
Yep. And the one thing, like Sturgis is happening today.
I think
today,
it starts
Friday.
It starts this weekend.
Deadwood.
There was a lot of bikers in town.
Oh, yeah.
And so as we're leaving Deadwood, I had like 250 miles to empty or something when we left Deadwood. So I wasn't worried about getting fuel. But you go through the mountains, fuel goes a lot faster. And so we're down to like 16 miles to empty and praying that it's going really fast. So we're praying that there's a quick stop coming up soon, but we were fully prepared to hitchhike with a biker if we had to get to a fuel stop.
Yeah.
There was lots of bikers out.
I don't know if you discovered this, but in Deadwood, we used to go up there during the winter. I mean, the middle of the winter. It's the best snowmobiling in the world.
Oh, I bet.
That's probably the winter activities.
Yeah, well, because remember there was that tall, really tall hill right there that was right when we pulled into town.
Yes.
And I was like, surely that they've got to have something here that they do in the winter. Cause
yeah, they got my friend from Iowa that talked us into going with them to go up there. We went out there, and I always wanted to see that country during the winter. It's my first time because that's big country, and I don't know how their cattle survive during the winter, but they do. And anyway, we took off on the snowmobiles, and anyway, we kept going. Finally, he stopped. We're following him. There's 10 of us on snowmobiles. Followed him, and he goes, I'm lost, Jimmy.
Oh, no.
I said, well, I know we come in from the south. Well, which way south? Well, kind of look up there at the sun, and it's kind of going that way. We'll go that way. So they follow me. About an hour later, we popped over the hill, and there's this bar in the middle of the snow. We stayed in hamburgers and had some cold beers. So I know my way around up there.
Yeah, apparently.
But anyway, yes, I know my way around up there. But anyway, so what is your plan? I mean, I know you still got a year left, but I think you know what you want to do.
Well, I don't know exactly. I know I like the marketing and public relations side in agriculture. Yes, for sure, agriculture. That's what I'm always going to be in agriculture in some way. But I want to do like public relations or marketing for an agricultural company or some sort of association. But I want to move north. For at least a year. I want to have a different experience. I've been in...
Well,
I grew up
back
in Cashin.
From Mexico.
I know, but I mean, I've grown up in Cashin. I go to college an hour away from my parents, and I'm super close with my family. So I know that I'm not going to move away permanently, but I have a brother that's 12. He won't be going to high school. I have a nephew that's 1. He won't be going to school yet. So it's perfect time to move away for like a year. Right. And then, I mean, I don't have a boyfriend. I don't have a family, like, of my own. So I'm not tied here besides my own immediate family. So, which is enough to stay and my friends. But I want to experience something. And, I mean, none of my siblings have moved away. My brother moved to Denver. But I want to have an experience of my own where I move up there for a year and then come back and...
Or maybe you move up there for a year, maybe stay.
Right.
That's my mom's worry. That's why she's a little reluctant to have me go. She's like, well, what if you decide to stay up there?
So are you the only girl?
No, I have a sister.
Okay.
So there are 7 of us.
You're all right, Mom. You got another daughter.
And she's got plenty of kids. So she'll be fine. But
in Cheyenne, we did have a purpose for Cheyenne also. She met with a lady that used to live in Kansas. She's originally from Wyoming. She was Miss Rodeo Wyoming in her day. And she moved to Kansas. And now she's back in Wyoming. And so I wanted Riley to meet her also.
And we talked too, and she was super helpful. I just kind of asked her advice on how to handle graduating college and kind of where to go from there. I didn't know if I should try to move up there and just find a job that won't really help further my career, or if I should try to work for something that will further me when I get back home. Like, if I choose to come back home, I'm not just working a job that I'm just going to have up there for the year. So,
well, guess what we got? Somebody actually agrees with you. Young people should have an adventure.
That's what I like to hear.
Yeah, but you know, she's like 2 years overdue from graduating from college because of her hairstyle and adventure.
Yeah, but this is a different adventure.
You could move up there and open a hair shop. That could be, then you could utilize both of them.
I'm turning away from the hair stuff.
Well, cool. And I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
I really do. And you'll have to stay in touch.
Oh, I will. I'll have to just like peek in here and just be on your show sometimes.
Yeah, or call in from up there.
Yeah.
Maybe you got something going on up there that involves agriculture here. Because agriculture is big worldwide, but it's actually small.
Yeah.
There's not that many people in it.
Well, that's what I told her about, like, traveling up there and meeting this guy. It's like the ag community, you may be far and wide across the United States, but you kind of have an immediate friend and an immediate, like, if you need help, you have someone to reach out to.
Different.
Yes, yeah, they are.
It's not. Yep. I'm not saying they won't stab you in the back.
Right.
But
yeah.
That's not what I'm saying. But it's a different world. Yeah. You know? So anyway, well, when we get back, I'm gonna give you the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast, and then we're gonna talk to Lori about her new sale barn that they got for their spring auction. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's spring auction with mainly bulls, but they have some heifers and some cows they sell there too. And talk about her new adventure with B&L Red Angus with some other people in eastern Oklahoma.
Yes.
They're expanding the horizon.
Yes.
So anyway, we'll be right back after this. It's the Day in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, July 29th. 1,430 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 250 brought 218. 12 at 480 brought 172. 9 at 587 brought 165.50. 7 at 617 brought 158. 17 at 830 brought 167. 5 head of heifers at 423 brought 166.50. 11 at 455 brought 175.50. 4 at 476 brought 176. 6 at 495 brought 165. 7 at 876 brought 146.50. Butcher cows were 12 to 96. Butcher bulls brought 64 to 115. Bred cows were 750 to 1200. Pairs brought 850 to 1475. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Once that gets in your blood, you're not going to get it out. Once you are ate up with cattle, farming, agriculture, it's a hard drug to kick. You're putting a crop out there, you're turning your cows out and watching what you do grow and watching the things that you take care of, things you care for, move on with their life cycle. Just seeing a result from your hard work. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
This is Jerry Nine, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction. First sale last Tuesday, August 2nd. We sold 627 cow, bulls, and kids. Thursday, August the 4th, we sold 2,058 calves and feeders for a total of 2,685 cattle for the week. Very good cow market. It was 11 to 14 higher feeders. Some of our big heifers was up to 12 higher. Extremely good market. Better killing cows, 85 to 95. Thin cows bring 50 up to 80. Bulls bring 80 to 114. 5-day-year-old bred cows, 12-25 with their 5-day-year-old pairs, 13-10 to 15-25. Honor steer cattle, 3 to 3. 350 to 4-weight steers, $2 to 201. 450 to 5-weights, 189 to 205. 5 to 550 steers, 178 to 194. 6 to 650, 169 to 175. 7 to 750, 174 to 179. 8 to 850, 170 to 174.75. We sell 106 black steers, one bunch, weighing 855, break 174.60. That's 1493 ahead. We sold 167 brothers just like them, black steers, weighing 957, break 171.25. $1,638 ahead. 55 mixed color cattle, 916, brought 170, and 51 steers weighing 1056, bring 154. All them better feeder steers went to the north. Honor heifers, 3 weight heifers, bring 570 ahead to 600. Our 4 to 450 heifers, 170 to 187. 5 to 550, 168 to 178 and a half. 6 to 650, 160 to 175. 7 to 750, 163 to 166. 8 to 850 heifers, 162 to 162 and a half. And 950 to 1,000-pound heifers, mostly them heifers that didn't breed, 148 to 149. For this Tuesday, August the 9th, we will have 42 pair. They're 2 and 3 years old with a few 5 to 7-year-olds. We got another 70 bred cows, 5 to 9 years old. We got 30 bred cows and pairs running age. Then the following Tuesday, August 16th, we'll have 30 of very nice black bred heifers, extremely nice AI. Start Kevin January the 20th. We'll see you this Tuesday, 8 a.m. sharp. Thanks again, Jerry Nine and the Woodward Livestock Auction.
And we've seen it in our own operation, and we've heard other people tell it too. You go out when it's 105 degrees outside, and you look around, and the black cows are standing in the pond or in the shade trees, and the red cows are out grazing. The red hide color, the cow's going to stand out and eat during the heat of the day. She's not going to be laying into the shade tree and be up eating all night or not putting on weight. When it's been raining and the grass is 3 foot tall, they're going to be out eating all day long. Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
The Day in Ag is back with Jimmy Clark.
I am back. Hey, we got some watermelons down there at 3rd and Main Street. Grown by Mr. Wooten down there on the county line between Beckham and Greer County going down there. But they, we got going on in the, let's see, that's what, Walgreens. My brain is really not getting going today. Anyway, we're going to have them at the, I don't know if they're selling them tonight, today. Come on, Jim Ed, text me back in and let me know what it is. But they are going to be having the ice cold watermelon by the slice at the block party tonight. So anyway, sorry, I didn't read all the way through that text message. Anyway, ice cold watermelon at the block party tonight, grown by Mr. Wooten down there on the county line between, it might be Beckham County watermelons tonight, it might be Greer County watermelons tonight. But anyway, ice cold watermelon down there tonight. Anyway, go see them at the block party tonight. Anyway, well, let's do the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast, and it's pretty easy to do because the next 3 days, I'm just telling you, it's hot. And we are under a heat advisory till 8 o'clock tonight. Currently, it's at 98 degrees here at the Elk City Mezzanette, 100 degrees heat index. But Sunday night, some clouds move in. Monday, 95 for a high, 30% chance of thunderstorms. Monday night, 30% chance of thunderstorms. Back down in the low 70s for low. And then 30% chance of thunderstorms Tuesday with a 94 high. Just like tonight, 78 degrees is going to be the low here in Elk City. It's probably going to be warmer, a degree or two in between. That's why your gardens don't do very good with this stuff. Things need to cool down. I noticed this morning at daybreak, my tomato plants hadn't even got out of their wilt from yesterday. So if we can get it back down to 70 to 73 degrees, your tomato plants and other plants will survive a lot better than what's going on. Well, Miss Lori White's in here with me right now, and she and her husband have B&L That's Benji and Lori.
And Blaine and Lauren.
Yeah, and for Red Angus at Putnam. And not Putnam City, up north between Arapahoe and Tologa. Anyway, you guys, you had a very successful sale last spring.
Yes, we felt like it.
Yeah, no, I know you did. I've been watching you. You guys did good as far. I mean, I wouldn't say it was just a knockout.
Barn burner, right.
But it was for what we've been going through now. Well, you're going through a drought on the ranch, just like about everybody else around here. And so you guys have adventured off to eastern Oklahoma with some of your cattle.
We did. It was kind of, I keep saying it's a God thing, and it kind of, that's not the only explanation. We have the Watson Ranch from Morris, Oklahoma. They have bought bulls and registered females from us over the past few years, and they run lots of stockers and yearlings on grass in the summer, take them in for, you know, on the gain. And we were visiting with the ranch manager, and he was wanting to buy some more spring calving registered cows. And instead of running the stockers, he just wanted to increase their cow herd. And he was also looking at buying more registered and decreasing the number of bulls they were buying, which hurts our pocketbook, but you have to be happy for the customers.
Right.
So, we were just visiting about the possibility of them buying some spring cows, and it kind of evolved into a conversation of how about running all the cows on grass instead of taking in stockers. We'll just pay you grass rent essentially for the summer, because it was looking a little dry around here. And that, so we decided that was a go. We were going to send every registered cow east and let the grass here have a break and let them have a nice cozy home for the summer. And then it evolved into a partnership. And so they are going to partner with us on the registered cows and start a fall sale over there, which will be the last Friday in September, starting in 2023. And then we'll continue.
Starting next year?
Yes, starting next year. And then we'll continue having the spring sale the fourth Wednesday of March every year. So.
Well, they. And then they're going to do, well, your sale's mainly all bulls.
Yes. Well, and we sell an elite group of females. We like to keep the I hate selling any female, but we try to sell close to 10, you know, bred heifers or something every year, offer something for sale.
Right.
Anyway, and the Watson Ranch is an old Hereford ranch. John Wayne used to buy his Hereford bulls from the Watson Ranch.
Oh, really?
And out in the pasture, he took us out to the, we went over and toured the ranch and stuff before we sent cattle. And they have a barbecue pit out by this pond that Doc Watson, the founder of the ranch, had lined this pond with like red tile bricks and stuff and built this big barbecue pit where he could roast barbecue a whole beef just on a spit.
Right.
And that's John Wayne, and then would come out and they would have a big, you know, deal out there. So the history of the ranch is pretty cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of history in Oklahoma.
Yes.
A lot more history than people think. And then what about your new sale barn?
Oh, it's going to be nice. We're waiting on electricity and spray foam at insulation at this point, but it's a 50-by-100 shop with an enclosed working facility off of one side, and it's going to be pretty nice when we're done.
And you're going to have seating in there,
yep.
Bleachers and stuff.
Yeah, we'll have
like
the bleachers and stuff can move in, and we're putting it indoor. Right now you have to walk outside and around to go to our sale office, and it will all be enclosed. Yep.
All
in one area.
One area where you can get to it back and forth.
Yes.
And so what's next spring's crop looking like for the sale?
Well, they're really fat and sassy right now because they're over in eastern Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And so it's looking good.
What's the grass that they're on over there? Fescue, I guess?
So that is the main reason we went east with them, is because not every cow does well on fescue.
No.
And your eastern producers do not want, that's the number one call we get. Will these cattle be fescue tolerant? And all we can say is our customers say they work well, but we have no real knowledge. And so that's what spurred us to kind of send stuff in the first place before the partnership. We wanted the proof of the fescue being okay for them. And so we thought, well, we'll send them over and develop these calves on fescue for a while, and then there's no doubt in our mind how they're going to perform.
And so
and
far?
So they're doing great.
Doing great.
Doing great. Yep.
Oh, my. You just, that's your selling point, isn't it?
We're hoping.
You just let your secret out.
Yes.
and people are going, oh, we need to try that.
Yes.
And you guys are strictly all Red Angus, correct?
We do have some Black Angus. Like I've said in the past, my dad and I partnered on a registered Angus herd back when I got out of college. And so we still have that partnership, and we take the Black Angus genetics that work well in his commercial herd and registered herd and turn them red.
Red, I got you. Yeah. Okay. Well, while she's not in here, how was your adventure with Riley this summer?
It was good. It was good. I told her, I said, I feel like I'm more here to tell you what not to do than what to do. Like, I live that example on a day-to-day basis, right. I feel like. But it was good. She helped Benji a lot with creating a website on the wireline business side.
Right.
And then just anything we needed. One of our hired hands got bucked off a couple weeks ago, and Riley was with him. She was the only one with him horseback that day, and so she was the trauma agent that day. She had to get him loaded up and getting back to someone else, but it was good.
We got music playing. We're done.
I hear that.
we're done. Well, anyway, Lori White, her and her husband own B&L Red Angus. Look them up on Facebook and check out their cattle. They get some beautiful cattle and some good cattle, too. Anyway, thanks for coming in. And I want everybody to have a great weekend. And God bless. This is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.